When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How much time do people spend on their side hustle? Their after-hours project, their little thing they're trying to do to make extra money. Maybe it's not such a little thing. Whatever it is you're trying to do to create personal freedom, create additional income, give yourself more options in the future. If you have at least one side hustle already, is it the kind of thing that it's a couple hours a week, nights and weekends, whenever you can fit it in? Or is it taking over your life? Hopefully not in a bad way, right? You're just really excited about it. Or is it somewhere in between? You know, I would say for a lot of our listeners, the answer really varies. Okay, so today's caller is wondering about some averages. You know, where is the median, as well as something about time tracking. So let's hear their question. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. So excited you're here. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Charlie from Salt Lake, and I've been listening to the show for a couple of years. With all the stories you've shared, I'm curious about the average amount of time that people have spent on these projects. It seems that some are quite easy, and others time-intensive. Personally, my time is very limited, so I want to make sure I'm doing the right things. How should this inform my selection process? Also, what's the best way to keep up with the number of hours spent? Looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Charlie, what's up, man? Thanks for being out there. Hope to see you in Utah at some point. All right, so the amount of time spent, we actually did a survey about this once. I was really curious because I tend to sometimes go on anecdotal responses, like I hear from a lot of people, but it's always nice to like actually look at some data and say, you know, does my expectation line up with what people are actually doing? And what I found was that, you know, the answers really were all over the map, right? Because some people are like, you know, 25 hours a week on my side hustle or sometimes more. Others are like, you know, 1 hour a week. But if there was an average, or let's say a median, which can be a more reliable metric than the arithmetic mean, like the actual average, the median was around 8 to 10 hours a week. And I think that's actually a good amount, but also a reasonable commitment. Like you can actually get a lot done in 8 to 10 hours a week, especially if it's spent deliberately and intentionally. And as busy as most of us are, if we are trying to make something a priority, you know, we can sometimes find 8 to 10 hours a week. I know it may seem difficult, but a lot of people watch TV, you know, for 8 to 10 hours a week, sometimes more. And I'm not saying that that's bad or terrible. I'm just saying that, you know, it is possible to find this amount of time if you really value the outcome of, you know, creating a new source of revenue, potentially giving yourself more options for the future. So that's an average or a median. As I said, of course, everybody's experience varies, but I think if you can put in some consistent effort, you know, for a decent amount of time without overdoing it, you know, that's the best path for a lot of folks, let's say. Now, as for time tracking, there are lots of tools that do that. Some are free, some are paid. Personally, I use a service called Timular, which is about $8 a month, I think. They're not a sponsor, I'm just a customer. And I find it useful, not just for the actual time tracking, but for actually keeping me on track. And what I mean there is, like, I don't always review the logs each week. I'm not doing a ton of analysis of my time. I try to clock in a certain number of hours each day or work for certain projects. And as long as I'm doing that, I don't worry so much about how the whole week kind of turns out. So that would be Timular, T-I-M-E-U-L-A-R. But of course, there's many others as well. All right, Charlie, I hope that's helpful. Listeners, if you've got a question, you know where to go. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what's going well, and what you're struggling with. Hopefully, we can help some other listeners along the same path. All right, that's it for today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.